Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. It works my very last nerve when I hear people say, I let my financial advisor figure out what to do with my money. They're much better at it. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Guess what? It's your money. So I think there's something a little bit scary about just turning your money over to someone else to manage. Always remember, it's your money and always take it personally. In order to make money grow and for you to sustain your financial independence, it is critical for you to build a financial team, if only of one, a financial advisor. This is the person who can help you reach your personal money goals by working with you to create a financial plan and put it into practice. How do you find a financial advisor? Ask around. Check with family, friends, your attorney, an accountant. Ask them all for referrals. Be sure to check the financial services that your bank provides too. Now, when choosing a financial advisor, what you're looking for is someone with whom you feel comfortable, someone who makes you feel that he or she is taking your money needs personally, professionally. Look for a person who has been in the field 5 years or more and can tell you their code of ethics. Make sure to check their background. You can do that at www.sec.gov. Click on Check Out Brokers and Advisors for more information. Also, confirm their credentials with one of several accrediting organizations, such as the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.